The discussion of eating on Yom Kippur when one is recommended by a doctor. For example, if the doctor says that Tzakana, he has to eat, or he has a heter to eat on Yom Kippur based on health reasons, after a competent authority rules that it's okay to eat. So then we said one has to know that he shouldn't just eat in his regular manner. He should eat in a certain way where at least he's getting the nutrition, but he would not transgress at least the Isur Karet. So in yesterday's Daily Halakha, we talked about eating. And we said that a person has to eat, let's say, 30 grams at a time, and then wait 10 minutes, and then he can eat another 30 grams. But he should not eat more than 36 grams within a shiur of 10 minutes. But what about drinking? The shiur of drinking we learned yesterday is melo lugmav. That's the isur karet. That's the average about 1.5 ounces. But it's relative depending on the size of a person's mouth, the size of his cheek. The question is, if he needs to drink on Yom Kippur, like sometimes the doctors will demand that a lady that's pregnant, for whatever reason, because of complication, that she has to be hydrated on Yom Kippur. So, again, only for the competent doctor, that she is shamayim, or that's trustworthy, that we trust, or posek im halakha. So how do we recommend them to drink on Yom Kippurim? So in order for them to be hydrated, but not to transgress the karet, we tell them they could sip. However, they should see to it that they don't take a shi'ur of melo lugmav, which would be 1.4 ounces. They should try to, preferably, in the same shi'ur of 10 minutes. So they take a sip, have to measure to know exactly that they're not taking more than 1.4 ounces. They wait 10 minutes. And then another sip. They wait 10 minutes. That's the best way. That's what Acham of Adya says, preferably. And Acham ben Sion al Shalom agreed the same way. It's really 9 minutes. It's 9 minutes to be precise. But we say 10 minutes just to round it off. However, it's not the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch was much more lenient. And we have to know the leniency that just in case a person needs to sip more quickly, that he can rely on this leniency. And that is, Maran writes, that the shi'ur is the amount of time that it takes to drink a revi'it. Revi'it is about 3.2 ounces. How long does it take a person to drink a revi'it? I don't know. 5 seconds. If they want to be ma'amir, 10 seconds. So he holds that in that shi'ur, that's the amount of time that you cannot drink the 1.4 ounces on Yom Kippur. So technically, according to that, you can drink 1 ounce, wait 10 seconds, drink another ounce, wait 10 seconds, drink another ounce. That's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. So again, if that's necessary, based on, again, doctors and things like that, then for sure there's room to be killed, to be mekel. It's Maran's opinion. However, if it's not pressing, and the lady can take a sip and then wait, just like by food, so we say the same thing. One sip at 8 a.m., the next sip at 8:10, so long as they're not drinking 1.4 in the shiur of either achilat paris or kedeh shtiyat revi'it. There's another question that's asked in the halakha. If, let's say, a competent doctor or posek gave a ruling that somebody is allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, and in the way we explained, in increments, in order to go against the karet. However, they have an option to take intravenous. Which means the doctor says, listen, we can take a bag of intravenous, we'll put it in you, it'll hydrate you, it'll give you the nutrition that you need, and you're still considered fasting. If a person is taking food intravenously, it's not considered that he broke his fast. So do we recommend, does the rabbi say, listen, if you have an option to take intravenous, better to do that? Or do we not even mention that option? So Achav Avadia brings down from Shlomo Zalman Oyebach that we do not even bring that option, nor do we recommend it. If the person is allowed to eat according to the halakha, we let him eat orally. Question is why? Let him get the best of both worlds. Let him hydrate himself and give himself nutrition and fast. So he says an amazing chadush of Shlomo Zalman Oyebach. He said, what's going to happen? If he has the attempt to eat and he uses intravenous, people are going to see. and say, they're letting him do it only intravenously. And what's going to happen? That person maybe one day is going to need to eat on Yom Kippur, and he's not going to have the advantage to go and have intravenous. And therefore, what is he going to do? He's not going to eat. And then what's going to happen to him? Hazma Shalom? Sakana. So therefore, we don't want to send a message as if to say that you should do it this way, because not everybody has that option. And therefore, Achav Avadiyah says, don't be smarter than the halakha. The halakha allows you to eat. Don't try to start finding stringencies, because a lot of times these stringencies could turn out to be leniencies. All this is noted in the Yalkut Yosef, Yamim Nuraim, on 371.